Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scandal and vice, oh sugar and spice, it's naughty but nice with Rob.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Naughty but Nice with Rob Shooter, but of course, this isn't Rob Shooter. This is Miss D, Delana Dixon. Well, I am turning the tables for this very special episode. We are going to talk to Mr. Shooter about his new book, The Four-Word Answer. Are you there, Rob?
Hey, this feels so strange, but I sort of love it. I'm in good hands. Thank you for doing this, Miss D. We're going to spend the whole episode today, 20 minutes, talking about my new book, The Four-Word Answer, and I couldn't be happier to be doing it with anybody but you, Miss D. Thank you again.
Of course. Well, let's just start at the beginning. What is The Four-Word Answer about?
It's a really good question. So every super successful person I've ever met, and I've worked with some of the biggest stars in the world, J-Lo, Diddy, Alicia Keys, Jessica Simpson, Bon Jovi, even British royalty. So every super successful person that I've ever worked with or met can describe themselves in just four words. It's that easy, Miss D. It might be the most important question a person, a personality, a brand could ever ask themselves. Who are you? Who are you in just four words? I know during my PR days that entire PR departments, branding departments, marketing departments were paid a lot of money to figure out who you are or who your brand is and then promote it in just four words. Let me tell you this though, Misty, because I think this is really the basis of this book. Only those comfortable enough in their own skin know the answer. And only those who know the answer will be successful. J-Lo knows who she is in four words. Diddy does. Alicia Keys does. Jessica Simpson does. I'm going to help you discover who you are in four words in my new book.
I love that. Well, one of the words you say that all your clients have in common is the word kind. Oh. In fact, you have an entire chapter dedicated to being kind, which is really what I want to focus on today. So you write, nothing is kinder than accepting yourself. That is deep. Give us a little explanation behind that.
I really dug deep. I really did in this book. It took me many years to write it. So acceptance is the cornerstone of kindness. It really is, which is why you gotta accept yourself. And the more you practice, the easier it becomes. Like everything in life, you gotta do it over and over and over again. If you wanna pass exams, you gotta study. If you want to be super fit, you've got to go to the gym. If you want to accept yourself, you've got to practice. So most people think acceptance, and I used to think this, was being totally honest with everything you are. However, it's actually more than that. Totally accepting yourself is being honest with everything you are and everything you are not. And you've got to accept it. Well, I play the trumpet. I'm not a very good trumpet player. I enjoy it, but I know I'm not very good at it. I accept that. And that's why playing the trumpet, Miss D, is something I do as a hobby for some fun. But I accept I'm never going to be in the New York Philharmonic. And that's quite fine. I think another thing we do in life is we dream about. Wouldn't our lives be better if I had skin like Brad Pitt? But that isn't true. We've met these celebrities and they have things about themselves that they have to accept too. Nobody is perfect. I also too, in this chapter, really dig deep into getting us all to turn down that cruel voice in our head telling us that we're not good enough. If you've got a voice in your head telling you you're not good enough, you don't deserve success, then you haven't accepted yourself. So in the book, we really, really go through processes, methods, techniques that a lot of celebrities do use to accept yourself.
Ooh, I think that's so important. I mean, people do say really mean things to themselves. So what's one of the tips that we can use to stop those cruel voices in our head?
Good question. But let me just preface it by saying this. Paul McCartney, he's worth $1 billion. He might be the most successful musician of our generation. So he said he still has that cruel voice in his head telling him he's not good enough. So if a Beatle has that voice, then it makes sense the rest of us do. In the book, I teach you how to turn down the volume. Turn down the volume because, and this is the key, it's a lie. You are good enough. In fact, that voice in your head, it's just an echo, and it's repeating cruel things that other people have told you before. They weren't true then, and they are not true now. So stop calling yourself names and turn up the volume of kindness. Don't be defined by the worst moments of your life, or even reduced to the things about yourself that you hate, because the truth is, we all have natural gifts. Some of us, they're easier to see than others. My sister Christine, it drove me crazy growing up. She could sit at the piano and was just brilliant at it, where I had to work really, really hard to even blow my trumpet. But the truth is, you are good enough. And one of the techniques we talk about in the book is when you get frightened and nervous, think about the most successful average person you know. Think about them. There's somebody in your office that's the boss. Somebody in your life that's in charge, that has an amazing job, and they're not very talented. So what I'm saying is use that as inspiration, because Winston Churchill said the following, and I love this quote: success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Keep trying, keep moving forward, and don't compare yourself with people who have talents you don't. Look around you in our business, Misty. In the TV business, the radio business, there's a lot of really successful people who are kind of average. We know them. We know people that are not necessarily that talented, but they gave it a try, they kept going, they did the work. And I think in life, you have to find that person. But mine's Sarah Palin. She ran to be the vice president of the United States. I have her autobiography on my desk. And whenever I get nervous, if I'm going to go on the Today Show or Wendy Williams, those voices in my head pop back up. You're not good enough. Why are you on Wendy Williams? I put my hand on Sarah Palin's autobiography like it's the Bible. And I say to myself, if she can do it, Rob Shooter, you can talk about Kim's bottom for 10 minutes on Wendy Williams. So think about people in your life who are really successful but are not that talented. And I promise you that's one of the tips in the book that really helps you to silence those voices. I think we look around and we think all these superstars are brilliant. Let's be honest. Madonna herself admits she can't sing that well. But it didn't stop her. There are a lot of people in our lives, look around your office, look around where you work, who are really successful and not that talented. Why shouldn't one of those people be you? Because the truth is, you are good enough.
But you know, sometimes there are people around you who are just not kind to you. You're trying to make yourself better. They're not saying the right things to support you. What do you do when people can't be kind to you?
Oh, that's so interesting. We talk about this in the book. If they can't be kind, they have to go. We all deserve to have a squad that cheers us on. The only way to get a squad, Mr. E, is to build it. Surround yourself with people who are kind, and it starts with you. You got to get into the habit of cheering yourself and your friends on, because the only reason people cannot be happy for others is they can't be happy for themselves. That's the truth. Remember, the next time somebody doesn't give you the response you want, it's their problem, not yours. Because the truth is, Miss D, you don't need anyone's permission to go after your goals. And trying to win support from people who can't be excited for you, it's a losing game. And it's a game that you can only win when you stop playing. This used to happen to me all the time, and it stopped since I started using the four-word answer. I would let a total stranger ruin my day. So, if somebody said something mean about me on Twitter, on Facebook, I remember I was on the Today Show, the number one morning show in America, and afterwards somebody left a really mean comment, not about what I said, but about my arm. I damaged my arm when I was born, and somebody left this really mean comment, and it really spiraled out of control for me, and it became my whole day. That's changed now. I don't let that happen. If you come after me, I walk away. And when you can't unfriend somebody, you'll cut them out. So somebody that's anonymous, some troll on Twitter, you can walk away from. But what happens if it's a family member, somebody that's been in your life for a really long time? The only answer is empathy. Instead of getting hurt, get empathetic, Misty. And when they can't show you kindness, you must. I guarantee you, and I promise this is true, the crueler they are, the more pain they are in.
It's all about empathy. So sometimes when we're trying to change ourselves, we think that we are broken. But in the book, you say you're not broken. There is something that is, though. Explain that to us.
You read this book. I'm so happy you did. I'm so glad I sent you
in
advance.
I only sent it in advance
to my dear friends. Thank you for reading it. There is nothing broken with you except the way you've been thinking about yourself. So you're in control of your mind, and you have a choice between the negative or the positive, between the cruel or the kind. Train yourself to always choose the optimistic path. Let me give you an example. Instead of telling yourself, I don't know anything, say, I can't wait to learn this. Instead of saying, I'm ugly, focus on what you love about yourself. Amy Schumer said the following, and I love it. She said, I say if I'm beautiful, I say if I'm strong. You will not determine my story, I will. So you're much stronger than you think you are, and you've already overcome so much. We've all overcome so much. Once we embrace and accept that we are different, all those flaws disappear. Honestly, Miss D, those flaws disappear and actually become a strength when you are kind to yourself. You're not a failure because you've previously failed. That's not true. That doesn't make you a failure. Failure is not a personality trait. It's something that does not define you unless you let it. And let me be really honest, and I've worked with some of the most successful people in the world, the road to success is paved with past failures. Try and fail, but never fail to try.
Ooh, we are getting deep today, Mr. Shooter. Yes, you tell me that all the time. There's going to be a million failures, but you have to fail to get to yes.
I fail all the time, Misty. I tried to write two books before this book. Nobody wanted them. I couldn't get them published. I kept trying. That is being kind to yourself. Keep trying.
Yes, and when you are kind to yourself, something magical happens.
You better
believe it. Let's talk about it. What happens?
Well, you're absolutely right. Be kind to yourself and kindness will surround you. You've got to set the tone in your life. If you beat yourself up, you're going to surround yourself with people that beat you up too. You're the center of your world. You're the most important person in your life, which is why you've got to treat yourself with kindness. And the secret to having the greatest circle of friends, which I'm really lucky to have, it started with me. Get in the habit of being involved in your friends' lives on a regular basis. I send texts and emails to all my close friends at least once a week. I check in on them. Relationships are like seeds that you've got to grow and grow under the right conditions. Make sure you're providing the environment for this to happen. It doesn't have to be a dazzling or witty text, Misty, I send you, because the truth is, the fact that I'm just checking in is more important than anything I have to say. The superpower we all have is in the palms of our hands. It's your phone. And so check in with people, be involved in their lives, and most importantly, check in with yourself. I actually do this, and people are going to laugh and think it's silly. I send myself a text every night, and then when I wake up in the morning, I have a lovely note. The first text, the first email, the first note I read every day is guaranteed to be a love letter because I sent it. Before you go to bed tonight, say something nice. Don't open it, just text it to yourself. And then in the morning, I promise you, it sets the tone for a great day.
That's so smart. And I will say, you do send the nicest texts. I mean, once a week, twice a week, three times a week. And it always makes my day so much better. And I'm so excited about all these tips, all these great information that you're giving us. Sometimes, though, when you're trying to put it into play, cruel old habits return because they're so easy to go back to. What do you do to stop that from happening?
Change is hard, and those naughty old habits do come rushing back. I think we're all creatures of habit, which is why we need to remind ourselves every single day that we're making a choice. Let me say this really clearly. If you're not choosing it, you're not changing it. I'll say it again. If you're not choosing it, you are not changing it. Making no decision at all is actually making a really big choice. So think about New Year's Eve when we all make those resolutions. You don't need to wait until New Year's Eve to change something, to make a choice. I think of my life like a TV show, and it's broken down into hour episodes. So at the beginning of each hour, I start a new episode. And you know what this means, Mr. D? It means that I can no longer procrastinate for very long. So when the clock strikes at the top of the hour, I start again. I reset. Ooh. It's a button I press in my mind, and it changes things up. So when those cruel habits come creeping back, they have to stop on the hour, because that's when you reset. Remember, when you change your decisions, you change your life. It's that easy. Reset your life whenever you want. Don't wait until tomorrow. I think a lot of us fall into this habit, Miss Steve, saying, oh, I'm having a terrible day. I'll have a better day tomorrow. No, I say I'm having a terrible hour. I do. I am having a terrible hour, but I've got to just wait 20 more minutes and then I'm going to start a fresh hour. So I restart my life at least 14 times a day, maybe longer if I'm out late with you, Misty. But at the top of the hour, restart your life. So if you're miserable now, you tell yourself in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, however long it takes to get to the top of the hour, you're going to start again. You don't need to go to bed to start your life. Just close your eyes for a second. Look at the clock, count down like Cinderella to the top of the hour, and then start over. These are the tips, the tricks, the methods that I learned from celebrities, some of the most successful people in the world. And I charged them a lot of money for it, Miss D. I used to charge them thousands of dollars every month. You can get all of this for the price of a book. I'm really proud about this book.
And who doesn't love a juicy new episode? Okay, so I have a question for you. I think everybody wants to know this. Are your four words revealed in the book?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? 2 years ago, I didn't know who I was, Misty. If you said to me, who are you, Rob? I didn't know. Now I know, and get this. I start my morning after I read that text to myself. I go to clean my teeth. And I look in the mirror and I say, Rob Shooter, you are boom, 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 boom. If I'm having a bad moment, I close my eyes and I say my four words. If I'm having a bad evening, I go to the bathroom and I close my eyes and say my four words. And I get it. We all have difficult lives. There's a lot going on. Take a second to remind yourself throughout the day, who are you? Nobody wanted to grow up to be a villain in a James Bond movie. I didn't want to be a mean sister in Cinderella. I want to be the hero of my own story. Yesterday, I had a tough day, Misty. I must have reminded myself about my four words. maybe 5 times, maybe 10 times, and it really works. Think about it tonight. Who are you in 4 words? Start coming up with the words. Are you kind? Are you funny? Are you cheeky? Are you important? Are you sexy? Are you naughty? Are you nice? Come up with those 4 words. Once you do, it will change your life. And I promise, in the 4-word answer, we're going to find these words together. The other thing, too, I love about the book is it's full of emails and texts and conversations I've had with real people. It's not just about celebrities. We've been talking about this now for over a year, and I'm lucky enough to have a platform with the podcast and my website and the TV shows to have built a little bit of an audience. We call ourselves the Naughties, and several people from that group are included in the book. And if they can do it and I can do it, so can you.
Well, you've got to tell us, where can we get the 4-word answer?
Thank you. It's on Amazon.com. It's also at Barnes & Noble's, wherever books are sold. It's now available. It comes out in less than 2 weeks. So if you pre-order it now, you will get it in just a couple of days. The day it's released, it will be on your doorstep, and we can all figure out who we are together in 4 words. It's that easy. That's the whole concept of the book. In 4 words, who are you? I did this with every single one of my clients. J-Lo, Diddy, Alicia, Jessica Simpson. I knew who they were in 4 words. And every opportunity that came across my desk for them, it had to match 3 of the 4 words to get a yes. And if it didn't, we passed. Only say yes in life to things that are right for you. And you'll only know what's right for you if you know who you are.
Ooh, we have gone to school today, Mr. Shooter. I am putting in my second order. That's how good this book is. I got to give it to a friend. The 4-word answer, you can get it on Amazon.com. Go order so you have your copy by September 21st. Thank you, Mr. Shooter. It's fun to be in the driver's seat. You know, I might have to add that to my 4 words. Well, this has been Naughty But Nice with Rob Shooter, a production of iHeartRadio. Make sure you tune in every weekday to hear our show about all the best celebrity gossip. And we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody. Take care.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.